Welcome to the Nerdcast Podcast, partner podcast of ComicConverse.com. And these are today's hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Roger, and welcome to the Nerdcast Podcast, where we talk about all things comics. And today I'm joined by the one and only Jordan.
Hello.
And he's the only one that's joining us today. And our topics for today are Jurassic World, The Punisher, Doctor Strange, Batman v Superman, Kingsman 2, Spider-Man, and The Martian. The film we've been waiting for since Jurassic Park 3 has been released, Jurassic World, that stars Chris Pratt. The film has earned the third highest grossing opening day of all time. Jordan and I have seen the film, and I've got to say, I really enjoyed it. Jordan, we'll start with you. Were your expectations met?
Yeah, I really think that the movie did a really good job addressing, you know, the 15 years of absence from the franchise, which is really cool. I think that the characters are awesome. You know, Chris Pratt is Chris Pratt, and Chris Pratt is always awesome. So he's really good in the role of Owen, I think, with Owen, yeah, Owen. And yeah, it's just a really badass film. I think that Bruce Dallas Howard is pretty good in it as well. Is it Bruce or Bryce or something? I can't even say a name. Bryce Dallas Howard, not Bruce Bryce, Dallas yeah. Howard. Anyway, she Bryce was really Dallas good in Howard it. Was, I think that her character was pretty interesting, even though there is some criticism about her high heels, because she's wearing high heels throughout the whole entire film, which is like, man, come on. She's kicking ass on high heels. Why should you complain? I know it's meant to be realistic, but the dinosaurs killing people. Like, how can that be realistic? It kind of feels like a complete 180 on the first film, where instead of them actually beginning to open up the park is already opened, and people are kind of like bored of the dinosaurs and stuff like that, which I found a bit cool, even though I did think that the kids were a bit crap, if I could be quite honest. They were good for what they were doing. Like the little kid, I think the little kid is really annoying. Like my cousin is in the cinema saying, oh god, that kid needs to shut up or something. I liked it. I think that the velociraptors are cool. I think we could talk about Indominus together, because I think that Indominus Rex was awesome. So yeah, I really enjoyed the film.
Dominus Rex was really, like, it was crazy. It was like, when they revealed everything, it was pretty crazy how smart she was and
badass.
Like, how mixed she is, how many stuff she's made out of, like, different kinds of animals and everything. It's pretty crazy. And the big reveal at the end is kind of like a mouth dropper. For me, it was like spoiler a gasp alert. Moment. Like, not spoiler, I didn't say anything. But the big reveal at the end, not the end, but like towards the end, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then they'll be like, oh, that's why. You know, Chris Pratt even makes a thing of, that's why they didn't tell us what she was made out of. But I really enjoyed it. Chris Pratt was pretty awesome in there. The jokes stuck in pretty cool. He was a badass. The kids even thought he was a badass. And the joke when they were like, oh, I want to stay with you, and she's like, I'll never leave you guys. She's like, no, him. I want to stay with him.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then that was pretty funny. Chris Pratt was pretty badass. The relationship with the Raptors was pretty cool, even though he was like a Navy SEAL, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think it was.
He was a Navy SEAL.
A generic Navy SEAL, but yeah.
Yeah, generic Navy SEAL guy number two. The way he like controlled the Raptors was pretty interesting to see, even though we've watched it like a million times, like in the trailers, everything we saw in the trailers, it stuck pretty well. Like you weren't gonna be like, oh, I already saw that part. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like I saw an extended look when that guy falls into the raptor cage, and I was like, oh damn! Like when I first saw that on like my little iPhone, I was like, that's pretty crazy. But then when I saw in the film, it happened so fast, and I was like, oh, I was startled in it. It has some pretty interesting jump scares too.
Yeah, it wasn't hilariously, but it wasn't like, I don't know, like a horror film level. It wasn't that scary.
No.
It was kind of like
it was
cheap jump scares that are not really like, they're just more or less like get you to the edge of your seat than like shit your pants.
Yeah, like you're not expecting it, and then all you hear is doom, and you're like, oh man, my heart, I can't take it. It was pretty cool. Bryce Dallas Howell's character, she started up really uptight, organized, and like to the book. And then as the film progressed, she really came into her own character, and
the thing
she does at the end was really, really, really brave. Like, I probably would have done that, but she did it. She had the stones to go up there and, you know, do the thing. And you guys will see it too. It's pretty crazy. And the kids, they were all right. I mean, I felt like the kid was
Yeah, they were okay for what they were trying to do. I don't think they were awful, but they were just kind of like, you could fill these roles with any other kid. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
To be honest.
The older kid was weird as hell.
Like, yeah, looking at the girls and stuff. I was like, what the heck is this? It's like,
yeah,
a bit creepy in a way.
Yeah, like, they had this weird subplot too, and it didn't really, felt weird. I don't know why they had a subplot.
Yeah, at like the beginning where their boy's like, he didn't even care. He's like, girlfriend's kissing him. He don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's like, kind of like cliche and a bit boring.
Yeah, it's like, is there something there? I mean, or like, it would have been interesting if the girlfriend went on the, to the park with him, because then they could have moments like that too. Or, yeah, but it was pretty weird. Like, the kids did all right. I mean,
yeah.
Ty Simpkins,
I think the backstory, his character, like, they're really smart. I don't know if that really worked well. It was kind of like very generic in a way. Like, you got the smart kid, you got the kid that doesn't care, you know.
Yeah.
But in a way, I think they did a good job for what they were doing. A lot of people are saying, like, I think Robinson, I think that's the guy's name. He was like, people are like, oh, they want him for Spider-Man. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. After seeing him in that, I don't know.
The older brother?
Yeah, the older brother. I just don't know. Mm. He kind of has the look, he kind of didn't like, you know what I mean? Like, when you see a younger kid and stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of have that like, expectation that I really didn't see anything from him. He was kind of like...
Yeah, he didn't really do much to show me, oh, that kid should play Spider-Man or he should play a different
character. He was okay,
character.
But he wasn't groundbreaking. But I think Ty is good. Ty Simpkins was better, I think.
Yeah. I think he represented, if we were to go to the park for the first time, like, oh, look at that. It's like, I want to go right in the front seat to see everything. And it did have some pokes at the original film. Like, it had some mentions of it, you know.
Yeah,
like some,
and the ending as well. Easter eggs. The ending was kind of a big thing.
Yeah, like, it was pretty cool to watch. Vincent D'Onofrio's character.
I don't know.
It was kind of cliche.
Yeah, he was kind of... I liked what he did, but he was kind of like that. You know, you got inside every single film, like a disaster movie, you've got that one asshole that, like, goes around, like, you know, pointing fingers at people and stuff. He's kind of like that kind of thing, you know. Which is, you know, I can say that. I think that Jurassic, like, the franchise is more or less like a disaster franchise in a way, if you think about it. You know, obviously it's going to have those cliches in it.
Yeah, and I forgot his name, but he was in the control room, and he had the glasses.
Yeah, I liked him. He was cool. I found him cool.
I think he had some pretty cool moments.
I want that
pretty funny moments.
The t-shirt's awesome.
Yeah, the Jurassic Park t-shirt, how he got it on eBay and everything. That was pretty funny.
I found the funny bit where he was like, well, I think I could talk about this scene where he actually goes to the girl and like goes to kiss her, and she's like, oh, I have a friend zone. It was so funny.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
And it was like a big like movie moment. He's like, someone has to stay behind, and then he goes in for the kiss, and she's like, I have a boyfriend. He's like, oh, I thought you guys weren't together. He's like, no, yeah,
like,
you don't talk about him.
Yeah,
you don't talk about him. He's like, because I'm at work.
Yeah, I think the comedic like tone of the film was really good. It was like,
yeah,
it's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy level, I could say.
Yeah,
but not over the top. It's kind of like, you know, tame. I like the comic. It's kind of like the comedy. I kind of could say it's better than the comedy in the Transformers movies. I think that's what people have been like comparing this movie to, which I don't know why. Yeah. The Transformers films, like, you got the dinosaurs, you got the human characters. I think that the human characters are more or less like what they were in the Transformers movies, which is a bad thing in a way. They're kind of like really cliche, you know, over the top a bit. Not that good, I don't think. But the only one that I think still stood out was Bryce Dallas Howard and the really brilliant Chris Pratt. So yeah.
Yeah, Chris Pratt was really... people doubted Chris Pratt because they felt they were just going to get Star-Lord.
Yeah, I think after this, I would love to see him as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we got a lot more from Chris Pratt. He's you got to keep your eye on him. And there's this cool moment, too, when the raptor scene, when he's running with the raptors.
Yeah, that was awesome with the motorbike.
And
I love that scene.
Chris Stuckman brought it up, too, and I remembered it, too. I was like, oh, yes, I remember smiling at that, too. When Chris Pratt is on the motorcycle and he's running next to the raptors, and he kind of looks left and right and he kind of does like a grin.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, damn, I'm actually doing this. I'm actually riding with raptors. And I thought that scene was pretty cool. I mean, raptors are like, in a way, more deadly than a T-Rex.
Yeah, I think that the raptors are kind of like the franchise's staple. They've always been in every single like movie, even though the third one when they were talking was awful. But, you know, they've done a really good job with them, I think.
Alan.
Alan, yeah, oh God.
Alan.
I had to rewatch that movie the other day just to get in preparation for this film, and oh my god, awful.
A lot of people hate Jurassic Park 3, but I kind of enjoy it.
It's got some good like components, but the plot, oh my god, it's like the first two are so good, and the plot on the third is just like,
It's kind of like
a drag.
Let's make something up so we can make it a trilogy and milk it out. And speaking of trilogies, this is set to be a trilogy on its own, right?
Yeah, I think they're making a sequel, but they haven't confirmed it yet. But I think by Monday, because of how how big the marketing of this as well, and how much it's made,
making so much money.
Yeah, they'll confirm a sequel. I think they should take time with it, bring back Chris Pratt's character, Bruce Dallas. I don't think they should do any kids, man. I think that they should like kind of brush away the kids and just try and do a really interesting story. I remember a couple of years ago, there was this like trailer that came out, a fan made trailer for Jurassic Park 4, whatever it was called. And it was like really interesting. It was like more or less a hunting type thing, but not in the park, which was really interesting. Maybe they could call it Jurassic Hunt or something like that. Jurassic Hunt. That'd be an interesting name. I'm going to copyright that name. But yeah, hopefully we get a good sequel.
And you guys who haven't seen the film yet, you're probably wondering, how do you make a sequel out of this? Once you see it, you understand, okay, I think I know where they're going with this, because there's a scene where someone gets away with something, and you're like, what? And they never really returned to it. I don't know if they had a mid-credit scene. I didn't stay, because I had to take I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All I gotta say.
I think I didn't stay behind for the post-credit, because I was just like, I just want to go home. I was tired. Yeah. It was a long night watching a movie. I had to go to college the next day.
But I fear that they might, since it's called Jurassic World, and I'm pretty sure they're going to stick with that name for like all the three movies, Jurassic World probably means they might go around the world, maybe.
I don't know. I think that they should try and name it differently. It's a very interesting thing they could do. Like, I don't know, Jurassic World Rises or something crazy. Like, they should like go for, each outing should have a different name. I think that would be a really good way to like kind of distance itself from the... Because like, if you think about it, The Lost World... Like Jurassic Park is like a weird title for a movie. Like, why is it The Lost World? You know, it's just a bit weird, but you know.
Yeah, it's called The Lost World Jurassic
Park. Yeah, it's like, what? Should it be the other way around?
And the other one's just Jurassic Park 3, because, you know, it's easy. You can do the slashes. But the thing I wanted to talk about too was this, was the dinosaurs, and more importantly, the CGI. Sadly, there's only at least probably one scene with practical effects, and that's it. Or animatronics, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's a really touching scene, too. But other than that, pure CGI.
Yeah, I think the CGI was good for what it was.
It looked really good, though. The CGI looked
really
good.
Yeah, I think there was some scenes where I was, like, a bit, like, skeptical. Close-up scenes of the Velociraptors sometimes didn't look, real, but... I guess, because I think I watched it in 2D, I didn't watch it in 3D, so maybe in 3D it looked better, I don't know.
Yeah, so I watched it in 3D, and it looked pretty good. It was a pretty movie, it was a fun movie, you guys
should, I think it was definitely... really goodly shot, like, it was really nicely shot.
Yeah.
I really liked it, what they did.
It had some nice imagery, some nice direction.
Yeah, the cinematography was really good, I believe.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent for what it... It kind of has a Spielberg like hint to it. I've noticed a lot,
because
Spielberg always has a lot of close-up shots. He loves to do close-up shots, and he's got a lot of that in this film. So, it kind of just remind me of his direction. You know, obviously, it's not as good as his direction. You know, in the how should I say, the director Colin Trevorrow did a good job, but Trevorrow did a good job, but it's not on Steven Spielberg level. But it's good.
Yeah, and I don't think he's gonna direct the next one, is he?
Trevorrow? I think Colin Trevorrow is finished now. The franchise, so maybe we'll get a new director. I think what I would love to see, I don't know if anybody would agree with me, is Vince Vaughn. Matthew Vaughn would be awesome. Like, he's got the comedic element, and he's kind of like...
Yeah, and the action.
Yeah, the action would be really good for him, but I don't know if he would do that, but maybe they'll go back to Steven Spielberg for the next one, I don't know. Not doing anything.
I don't know, because he did with... Remember what happened with Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I think he's working on the Indiana Jones reboot, apparently.
Is he?
With Chris. Apparently Chris Pratt might get the role, which I think would be awesome. I don't know if he said he didn't want to do it or not, but if they offer him a big paycheck, man, this guy's going to sign that contract.
He's going to sign it. I mean, He's doing pretty well for himself. He has Jurassic World, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think if they casted him as Indiana Jones, that would be like perfect casting. He's got the same like kind of wit and charm. I'm just a bit gonna be a bit agitated about his accent. I don't know how he's gonna do the Indiana Jones accent.
Nah, I don't think he really needs an accent either.
Yeah, but they're gonna have to give it because make him a bit more gruff. Because Indiana Jones is a character that has to be a little bit more gruffer, so he's gonna have to have a deeper kind of voice. If it makes sense. If they're going for the old route, I hope they go for the older route of an Indiana Jones. Yeah. That is maybe kind of rambling.
Yeah, maybe Jurassic World can probably get Peter Jackson, maybe?
I don't know. I think Peter Jackson, what's he been doing lately? I think he's on a break after the Lord of the Rings. And
the Hobbits?
Yeah, Hobbit movies. So maybe he's working.
The Jurassic World isn't coming out for, I guess the sequel isn't coming out for another couple years, few years maybe?
I think
maybe?
If it makes big money, if it makes like $1 billion, I know it's a bit crazy. I think they'll make a sequel in the next 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
But if it makes, like, you know, I'm talking Mad Max money, then I don't know.
Yeah, overall, this film's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's not disappointing at all.
I gave it an A on my review, so.
You gave it an A? Yeah. I'd probably give it, like, a B+. That would be my grade. But it doesn't matter about our grades. You go watch it yourself, and you make your own opinions. But overall, where would you place this among the Jurassic?
I'm gonna place it in between Lost World and Jurassic Park.
Really? So it's good. You're gonna go Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, and the Lost World?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too, because I know a lot of people have respect for The Lost World because of its direction. And
yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was how they made it work. Kind of like a monster movie, in a way.
Yeah.
From the first, so yeah, I really liked it. So Jurassic World is the best sequel, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's better than Jurassic Park 3. It's
better than Lost World.
Yeah, probably, I would say that. I mean, no disrespect to the OGs, but
Jurassic World was just so good. So, you know,
it was really good.
Popcorn munching,
monster mayhem. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
And moving on. We've all been waiting for this. The Punisher will be a part of the MCU, and Jon Bernthal will portray Frank Castle in Marvel's Daredevil season 2. Now, I love this casting. I think Jon Bernthal is a fantastic actor. But I'm kind of mad because I'm a big Tom Hardy fan, and when he said he wanted to play the Punisher, I was like, that's a lock-in. Marvel, contact his agents, get him signed on. But I guess it was never meant to be. Maybe, who knows, maybe they did have talks with Tom Hardy. I'm not sure, but overall, I think this is an awesome casting. Jon Bernthal will do amazing. If you guys don't know him, just watch Wolf of Wall Street, The Walking Dead, and Fury. I think he can really pull off the madman in a way. Mad Max, I was about to say. You pull off the madman. He has those eyes. He has that crazy. He can talk crazy and everything. He can bring the action down. He plays pretty complex characters too. I really enjoy his character Shane from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Pretty
like
awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. And this is what Jeff Loeb had to say. Jon Bernthal brings an unmatched intensity to every role he takes on, with a potent blend of power, motivation, and vulnerability that will connect with audiences. Castle's appearance will bring dramatic changes to the world of Matt Murdock, and nothing will be the same. I'm excited for season 2. I still haven't finished season 1. I know it's been a long time since it's been out. I still haven't finished it, but from what I've seen, Daredevil is a beauty, and it's definitely awesome. And if you guys haven't watched it, please watch it and finish it, unlike me. But I watch it still. It's just Jordan, what are your thoughts on Jon Bernthal being cast as the Punisher?
So I'm sold, man. Jon Bernthal is a really good actor. Yeah. I loved him in The Walking Dead as Sean. He's like Shane. I think I can spoil it now because he gets killed off in the season. If I can spoil it. And they kind of like buffed up his appearance in that franchise, because I believe in the comic book he's not even that, like, he's only in there for like a couple of issues, which is funny. So they kind of like buffed up his role, but I think that kind of makes me kind of want him to be the Punisher, because he was awesome as Shane. He was a really cool character. Sean's a Shane, I think.
Shane.
Shane, yeah, he was really good at Shane. I think that like, Shane's basically the Punisher, so it's not really that hard to change up his character. But yeah, I think I'm kind of bummed on the Tom Hardy thing, but I just don't know if Tom Hardy would have worked with the MCU right now. Like, at this stage, he's a big actor. Maybe down the line he can play some sort of character. But I just think it's a bit... Maybe they've actually casted him in another role. Maybe he could be in, like, Guardians of the Galaxy or something crazy like that. I don't know if they would do that. Because they are looking for another actor to play a character. So, don't know about that. But anyway, I think that John Bernthal is going to be a brilliant Punisher. I'm very excited to see if they're going to make him the antagonist of Daredevil Season 2. That would be really cool. Maybe he's the baddie or... It's kind of like that anti-hero character. I'm very excited and pumped to see what he will do with the role. And yeah, I'm really a massive fan of the Punisher. He's a very 90s character where he's like always killing people, going crazy and rampages. You know, because back in that day, comics were very violent in the 90s. So, you know, you had Wolverine and stuff like that. So I'm very excited to see what they do with, you know, Punisher in the MCU, and I'm all up for it. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's gonna be like another version of Daredevil, but actually kills.
Yeah, you could say that. I guess you could say he'll be in that kind of like role as a character. Well, I don't know if they could swap him up like that, but you know,
he wants to clean up Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
but he'll do it with no regrets. He'll kill you. He'll do anything to end you and to get rid of you.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a battle between the Punisher and Daredevil. A feud maybe, and then halfway to the end they team up, or maybe they still have a bit of a feud because they have different mindsets.
Yeah, and because they different goals kind of different for the city. In a way, they do killing. Yeah, but they're kind of like different. Motives. I think Frank Castle's like he was in the Vietnam War, so he's got a lot of post like traumatic stress. So
yeah,
I think that would be a really interesting thing to go into, like the stress of the war. That'd be really cool. I think they should go into that kind of like, you know, vibe for.
It'll be interesting to see which war they place him, or if then even if they go with that route that he was a war veteran. Or
something. I think Vietnam would be cool. They could do Vietnam. He could be older. A bit more graphic.
I
don't
know. I think that's too far because John Bernthal's like young still. He's probably in his 40s.
Yeah, I think they will make the Punisher like at least 40. They have to. He's gonna be like more of like kind of seasoned veteran, like kind of gruff character. So yeah, I'm very excited to see. Well, he could actually be kind of like the Wolverine in a way from the X-Men movies, where he's like always swearing, you know, kind of a bit, you know, more serious than the other guys and a bit more badass. So yeah, I'm very excited to see. I'm looking forward to the costume as well. I'm hoping they go full with the leather jacket, the massive leather jacket, and like go crazy with the character. Just go comic book.
Yeah. Yeah, the leather coat and everything, the skull on his
chest. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll give him two machine guns, make him over the top, like crazy, like Red Hood.
That'd be pretty awesome. And maybe once DC sees how good the Punisher is, maybe they'll... Because since the rumor is the Red Hood is in consideration for like a movie or something, maybe they'll see that and they're like, I don't know, well, let's try to push a Netflix series or something.
Yeah, I think a Netflix series would be more... I think the Punisher is a character that will more suit Netflix than any other character, in my opinion. Like, you couldn't see him in a movie now because the movies that he's been in have all bombed. So I think that right now he deserves to be on TV. That's just a character that deserves to be there. And Netflix will deserve, you know, they deserve... Punisher, so yeah, they've done good with the Daredevil show, but I'm hoping they don't like just go straight into it. They wait for a while, see the response from the fans, see if they can tweak the Punisher here and there, because apparently that's the rumor, that they're trying to see if the character works in the MCU first in Daredevil and then give him his own show.
Yeah, because I think that would be probably best, you know, spin him off into his own show.
Yeah, because like maybe a 5-episode, maybe not even like long season, maybe like 10 episodes or something.
Yeah. Do it like, and then if you try to bring him to the MCU, bring him in a Spider-Man film. Because that's how he was introduced into the comics.
Yeah, too, maybe they could do it that way. Or he could just be like, I don't know if they would go fully blown the Punisher in a Spider-Man film because it's got to like appeal to kids. Maybe the Punisher would help out Spider-Man or something. Maybe they'll change it up a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, because he could still kill people, he just can't show blood.
Yeah, I think maybe down the line, not for the first film, maybe down the line, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, a fourth film or something. When Spider-Man's a bit older.
And yeah, you can bring him in.
Because you think about it, if they did that that way, the audience would have matured as well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing sucks, man, because it still hasn't been confirmed that Daredevil was going to be in Civil War, right?
Yeah, I think that Daredevil... Because the Daredevil show is coming... Apparently, Season 2 is going to come out the week or week before Civil War comes out, so they can kind of tie it in. So I think that's what they'll do. I don't think they'll put him in the movie, because it'll be like... Maybe somehow they could do something crazy and have Captain America show up in Daredevil, or maybe Spider-Man appear in Daredevil.
Yeah, because it's a high cost production show too. Like, the production value is amazing on Daredevil.
Yeah, maybe they could do it, but I just don't know if they could afford to have Chris Evans, you know, the new Spider-Man. Spider-Man probably cheap because he's gonna be like an underage actor, but I just don't know if they'd be able to do, you know, Tony Stark and all of these characters. I don't know if they will be able to do it, but you know.
Well, we're excited nonetheless. We're gonna see the Punisher. Probably done right in a sense, but done great with an actor as great as John Bernthal. And I can't wait for Daredevil Season 2. I'll finish Season 1. I'll finish Season 1 when I can, but I'm really excited. I think Marvel hit the nail on the head with this casting. And
yeah.
There's another casting as well. Chiwetel Ejiofor will play Baron Mordor in Doctor Strange. Huge casting news with a great actors such as Chiwetel Ejiofor. He was in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, I love that movie. Even though I can't watch it again. I can only watch it once. But, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's an amazing film. And, like, it makes you feel...
It's like a movie that you should watch once and not watch it again. It's kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but I've got it on Blu-ray, but I'm not going to watch it again.
But this casting, man, this... Doctor Strange, I'm so excited for it, man. I'm just waiting for set photos, for concept art, whatever. Especially because Benedict Cumberbatch is starring as Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen with Doctor Strange is they're going to lock it down. Because it's somebody like, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch, especially here in the UK, people go crazy over him. So I'm just thinking that they might lock it down a bit. Because the rumor is that it might be filmed in London. Because they're going to, apparently... They'll make Doctor Strange a English guy, which makes sense because you've got these English actors and stuff, and it'll be a bit weird for them just to speak in an American accent. I think they should just go, you know, with... Because Benedict Cumberbatch's voice, when he sounds like an English guy, his voice is so powerful. Like, when you hear Benedict Cumberbatch's voice on TV here, it's so Sherlock, powerful. It's like, oh, God. You know, so I think that they're not going to change him into an American guy. But,
I hope they don't, because then... Because that's the thing, his voice is just amazing, dude. It's so deep and...
Yeah, he's like when he was playing Smaug in The Hobbit. Oh, my God.
Oh, Smaug. Oh, my God, dude. We're fangirling about Benedict Cumberbatch, but I think this... I guess the report is he's not going to be, like, the outright villain in the film.
Yeah, I think he's going to be, that makes sense.
He's going to be a blend of several other characters from... Doctor Strange mythos, just all poured into one, and then, you know, maybe in the end have a big old fight. But if you get an actor like Chiwetel Ejiofor to be in your film and you play in Baron Mordor, you're gonna give him some screen time, some huge screen time. It hasn't been officially confirmed from Marvel Studios, but I'm sure by the next couple of months or weeks, sooner rather probably. Than later, you get a official confirmation. But Jordan, what are your thoughts on Chiwetel Ejiofor as Baron Mordor?
So yeah, I am a massive fan of Chiwetel Ejiofor. I loved him in some of the movies that he's done. I'm not really gonna name them because there's so many films he's been in. He's been in a lot of like English films and TV shows, so I kind of know him from that growing up and stuff. And I'm a massive fan of this casting. I think that Baron Mordo is going to be an interesting character. And he said Baron Zemo. Mordo is going to be a very interesting character for them to pull off, you know. I like how they've actually changed up his gender in a way.
Yeah.
Well, not gender, what I'm talking about. They've changed up his actual colour, which I love. I think that's really interesting to go for. I'm really happy with that, you know, thing. Because I think that they need to bring some more black characters into Marvel and stuff. Because right, currently, there's not really been that many. There's only been, like, there's none. I think about it. There's been, like, you know, side characters, like, you've got War Machine and stuff, but there hasn't been, like, outright...
Chadwick Boseman?
Black character. Chadwick Boseman. Getting, what's his name? How can I forget his bloody name? Oh, God. We're getting Black Panther, so that's something. Yeah. So, I'm very over this cast. Oh, I think it's really cool. Very interesting because I wanted him to play Brother Voodoo. I always wanted him to play Brother Voodoo. I think that he would have been like perfect for that, but maybe they're going to change Brother Voodoo's race. I don't know if they could do that. Maybe that would be, you know, annoying for a couple of people, but, you know, I'm very over this casting, and Doctor Strange is a movie that I'm looking out for. I'm not really highly anticipating it, you know. When it comes, I'll watch it, but, you know, I'm very excited to see what they do because it's coming out the year that Civil War... Civil War comes out that year? Yeah. Crazy. It's coming out in 2016, right? Yeah. I think it's 2016, so yeah, that's crazy. So I'm looking forward to that, but, you know, the film does look like it's coming together, so yeah, I love the cast. It's crazy. It's awesome. You've got Tilda, movie, especially you've got with, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Scott now Derrickson you've got as director. Chitwell. Like, whoa.
Well, we're going to go to our quick break.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go on a break. I forgot I was going to lead it into the break, but, you know, I'll do it now then. So we're going to go into a break now from our sponsor, Comic Converse, which is actually going to be starting up in July. I'm very excited to be a writer there, and we're excited to be, you know, linked to this podcast, so let's go straight into the break.
We strive to be the greatest comic community on the planet. We have ideas that are going to change everything. But for that, you'll just have to stay tuned.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and I'm going to be manning this section of the podcast. I've actually got some really cool little story to talk about. I think I've got like three. I think I've got three, I'm not sure. I'm not actually counting these things, but yeah. Anyway, so we've actually got some Batman v Superman news, which is crazy. We've got an official synopsis that was released, I believe, a couple of days ago at the Licensing Expo 2015, which is like a massive, you know, event. We've got a lot of set photos and stuff. Well, not set photos. We've got like official logos and images and stuff. We've got a Suicide Squad picture. I'm not going to talk about the logo because it's pretty boring. So anyway, let's go into the synopsis. I'm going to read it out for you and we'll talk about it. Fearing the actions of a godlike superhero left unchecked, Gotham City's own formidable, forceful vigilante takes on Metropolis's most revered modern-day savior, while the world wrestles with what sort of hero it really needs. And with Batman and Superman at war with one another, a new threat quickly arises, putting mankind in greater danger than it's ever known before. I can't believe that I actually read that. So yeah, let's go into your opinion on this, Roger. What do you think? I think that Doomsday is somewhere here.
Yeah, Doomsday is Doomsday is upon us. This synopsis, you know, it's very simple. It's what we basically saw from the trailer, what two heroes put against each other. One who's a modern-day savior and one who's trying to bring down the other, which is Batman. And then the mankind is probably Doomsday. It's got to be Doomsday. Or maybe...
It could be Lex Luthor.
It could be Lex Luthor, but really, he just aims...
I think Lex is in the movie anyway, so maybe he'll just be like a backing ground for, you know, Doomsday. But I don't know if... I think it's a bit weird that they're going full Doomsday in this movie.
Yeah, I think it's too soon for Doomsday. Doomsday should be for, like, the end of a Superman trilogy or the Man of Steel trilogy.
Or maybe a standalone film, because they're getting one in 2020, I think. Superman's getting one.
They ain't that far?
Yeah, I think they're... Because remember, they've got some standalone movies for Batman and Superman, but maybe they'll come out earlier, because I don't think they've got release dates yet, but they announced them, so it should be coming.
That'd be funny if Batman gets a sequel before Man of Steel 2.
Maybe. I think that what they'll do is after Wonder Woman or something. I don't know. Maybe after Justice League they'll go for standalone Batman and Superman movies. But, you know, I'm just speculating here. So I don't know. Concrete on that. But, you know, it is coming.
It's going to be pretty interesting. obviously, because you have that one that one photo that was displayed, I believe, last year in Comic-Con with Wonder Woman, like, in a pile of rubble and, like, fire in the background, and in her full armor, like, her battle war armor. So, obviously, maybe there's... Because, really, it's Batman v Superman. Like, how much damage can they do? I mean, you can wreck a few buildings, maybe, you know, bring down a couple stoplights, but, like, to freaking have fire and, like, destroyed Earth and everything like that, I don't think that'll be big enough. Maybe they are. Maybe I'm underestimating their full potential of battle. But, really, I think it's going to be Doomsday. It'll be interesting how they do it, since the rumor is that Zod will be Doomsday. And, like, Sleuther got his hands on Zod, so he unlocks a Doomsday gene in Zod or something. Or,
yeah.
And you get Zod, so... I think it's too soon. Maybe it's not too soon. Maybe they're trying to speed things up a little bit, because they get to see, you know... Superman's gonna be like, you know, I can do this. I can do this by myself, and he's gonna go one-on-one versus Doomsday. He's gonna get his butt kicked, and then Batman's gonna be like, you need help. And then, you know, or Wonder Woman's gonna be like, you can't do all of this by yourself. You may be the most powerful man in the world, but you still need help. You still need allies. And then that's when she's gonna call in Superman, and then maybe that's when they're gonna form the Trinity. And then Batman's gonna be like, we need more, since we barely came out of this alive by defeating Doomsday. We need to find more people like us. And then that's when, boom, you form the Justice League. And I can really see, like, a big old montage at the end of Batman v Superman, where Batman goes to each Justice League member and kind of knows who they are. Or, like, he has already a profile of it. And you see Arthur Curry, Aquaman. Codename Aquaman. That's gonna be pretty badass. I can't wait. I just can't wait to see Jason Momoa and Batman v Superman, even though it's totally off topic, but I really want to see Jason Momoa and Superman. But the synopsis is fine.
Yeah, okay, so I think everyone's done talking about Batman. I kind of touched up on it a bit in, you know, this topic, but let's move on to some British spy movie news. And it is Kingsman 2. Apparently, Kingsman 2 is in the works from Matthew Vaughn himself. Apparently, he's going to be eyeing to pen the film. And apparently, he said that if the script is good enough, he will make the movie. So, that is probably going to happen, because this guy is always good at making scripts. So, don't worry about that. I think Kingsman 2 is coming. The movie was very successful. So, yeah, I think we could go straight to Roger, because he's the only guy here. So, what do you think about this? You know?
Well, obviously, I loved Kingsman, The Secret Service. I thought it was a great action film. Awesome that it was rated R, because it really went to its full potential. And
I agree.
And it made money, too. People went for it, too. And I hope that gives hope to studios who are scared of the rated R rating now, because they're scared of not making enough money in the box office. But Kingsman, and hopefully Deadpool, when that comes out, studios will be like, all right, it looks like rated R ratings trying to make a comeback, because there really hasn't been rated R films in the past, mostly because they don't make a lot of money, because not many people can go watch them. That's why superhero films make a ton of money, because they're PG-13. Anybody can go watch them. They're kids, especially the kids. So many kids want to go watch Iron Man on the big screen. So many kids want to watch Superman, Batman on the big screen, you know. The Avengers, they'll go for it. Their parents will take them, but when you get, like, a rated R movie, you know, only, like, 18 and older or 17 and older or whoever can go without. But Kingsman 2, I want to see where they go with it. I didn't really see any opening for a sequel at the end of Kingsman The Secret Service. It felt like
what I'm thinking, because I've actually read the comics.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that what they could do is somehow they'll use, you know, Eggsy, because Eggsy's now like a kind of like, he could be that Colin Firth role from the first film.
Oh, yeah.
And they could go maybe and look for some more kids, because it kind of is open up for that kind of, you know,
probably
script. Maybe they could like have some, you know, a new batch of kids or something. That would be a really cool way to go for it, because he's kind of like, he's a spy now, so it works. Eggsy's a spy now, so that would be a really interesting way to go for it. And yeah.
Yeah.
But, you can still continue, Roger.
Yeah. And as to Matthew Vaughn, if he writes it, yeah, cool. But I hope he directs it too, because he usually just he's a one and done guy. Like he'll
Yeah,
direct
you know, Kick-Ass 2, which
yeah.
was really dreadful.
He'll direct like the first
The motherfucker. I think it's a motherfucker.
what?
Oh, God. That's the character's name. I think the main. Have you watched Kick-Ass 2? Yeah, the main. I think it's like a character. The name was a motherfucker
Well,
or something.
yeah, I mean, Matthew Vaughn tends to direct the first film of the franchise and just leave right after that, which is sad because he's a really great director, and I've liked everything he's done so far. And I hope Kingsman 2 is great. Probably they'll learn from like the small mistakes. Because that film, I didn't really see any mistakes in the film. But maybe somehow they can fix upon the small mistakes, which they re I didn't really see. I don't really remember anything. And it is out on Blu-ray, just in case if you guys haven't seen it yet or didn't have a chance
It's on
to,
DVD and Blu-ray, so go and get it.
go and get it. You know, sponsor us. Spon No, just kidding. We're not sponsored by Kingsman or anything, but
It might be.
might be. But yeah, I'm excited for Kingsman 2. I hope it comes out sooner rather than later.
Okay, so yeah, I'm very excited. I love the first one. It is a because I live in an area where it was kind of like based on, which is East London. So I can understand a lot of the references, the swearing, the accents. The accents are pretty good, even though some of them weren't a bit authentic. But you know, I've kind of got the authentic voice, so you know. But yeah, I really loved it. It was funny, hilarious. Matthew Vaughn was brilliant, and I'm excuse me. I'm hoping that he comes back for Kingsman 2 because he's a really good director. Okay, so let's move on to Spider-Man. I need to take some water actually. Okay, but moving on to Spider-Man, we've actually got some updates on a finalist, two finalists. So
Two
sad
finalists.
news for all you Azer fans. There might be some sad news for you. Azer is not on this list. I know
Nope.
you might be thinking, "Oh God, what's going on? It's the end of the world. Azer is not Spider-Man. Oh God, he's gonna die." You know, the end of the world is coming. It's not amongst us yet. So these finalists are Charlie Rowe and Tom Holland. I can't really talk about it that much. So what do you want to talk about it? What's your opinion, Roger?
Okay, Asa Butterfield not being out, that's really a disappointing news, because he's just a talented actor, young actor. And I think he would have been best suited for the role,
Yeah, I
because
agree.
he probably has the more star power out of the kids, more recognition. I mean, Hugo was pretty great, the direction.
Yeah,
The
Hugo is
director,
brilliant.
I believe it was directed by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
And he did a very good job there with a great director. And it's really sad that maybe he's not, maybe he isn't, it's not confirmed yet. I mean,
Yeah, I forgot to mention that this has come from the rap Jeff Snyder of Meet the Movie Press, so please take it with a grain of salt that guy can be, he's a cool guy, but sometimes he can, you know, make up a bit of a storm over nothing.
Just don't let your hopes don't keep your hopes up, and don't let your hopes down, because you don't know what could happen. But as to Charlie Rowe and Tom Holland, I haven't seen none of these guys' works, but if I had to go by looks alone, it'd probably be Charlie Rowe for me, because he looks like the character. He has the height for the character, because I have no grudge against or anything against Tom Holland, but he's a short dude, and standing next to like these men like Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth, you know, he's gonna pale in comparison. So Charlie Rowe is like 5'10", so that's Spidey height for me. I don't know why.
But yeah, I think they could if they went for Tom Holland, they'll probably use some sort of imagery chicory, so he kind of looks taller than he is,
Because Robert
and he probably have
Downey,
a stunt double as well.
yeah,
So
because Robert Downey Jr. uses high heels to stand next to,
yeah, stuff like
which is
that.
pretty funny, because he's like, I think he's 5'8". And Chris Evans and them are like 6 foot, so when they stand right next to each other, you know, he's gonna be small in comparison. So, But I think it'll be interesting. They just Marvel and Sony need to get this done quick. I enjoy that they're taking their time with it. I really appreciate it that they're really doing their best to find the near perfect Spider-Man, the choice. It's great that they're weighing this out, because as maybe not weigh too much, because the next thing you know we're just like tired of it. Like once they cast Spider-Man, it's gonna be like finally, like it's not gonna be much like yeah. But if they hit us with
I think what they should have done is not announce the Sony deal until they got the actor.
Yeah.
I know people will be like, I think that would have made everyone relax. You know, just go straight, you know, with a feel that Sony's back and, you know, Spider-Man's back and we've got this actor, we've got this director, the movie's titled is this. That would have been better, I think.
Maybe they just hit us with a curveball and be like, boom, Dylan O'Brien casts Spider-Man, or Logan Lerman casts Spider-Man. Then it would be like, holy, they said they were.
Maybe, because that could happen. It has potential.
Speculation going around.
Marvel done it before.
The suit is already fixed. Like, they have their suit ready.
Yeah, I think Elmi Yembe said that he has it, apparently.
No, he was trolling on that one.
Was he trolling? Yeah. But he said, I don't know, maybe he's not trolling. Maybe trolling, maybe not. I don't know.
No, he said, the Spidey suit is awesome, but then he's like, sorry, guys, that was a joke. And then I forgot.
He could lie.
I forgot who said it though. Somebody said that the suit was ready and it cost like some so and so dollars.
Yeah, apparently it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be like the original suit in the comics, but it's gonna be like updated a bit. So maybe the colors will be a bit different and the logo maybe will be changed.
Yeah, because you know,
I think it's Ditko Spider-Man. If you guys don't know who Ditko is, Ditko made like a really good Spider-Man outfit. He's a really good artist. Yeah. So I think it'll be that type of. It's more black than blue.
And we forgot to mention, the reason Asa Butterfield is out is because Marvel, what Asa Butterfield did on Reddit.
Because yeah, he was on Reddit posting stuff about it. I don't know if that's true, but apparently that's the rumor.
Yeah, that's the rumor that he was replying to comments on Reddit about Spider-Man, and Marvel didn't like that or something.
Which is weird, because like if you think about it, that is something that Spider-Man would do, like go on Reddit. Because Reddit's more for like nerds and stuff, if I could be honest.
Yeah.
No offense to you Reddit guys, I'm on Reddit, so
yeah,
and I can talk from experience. A lot of them are geeks, nerds, nerdcast
Reddit. But you know,
oh god,
what?
That's a good idea.
Nerdcast Reddit. But I guess yeah, Charlie Rowe for Spider-Man.
Yeah, man, Charlie Rowe for Spider-Man. I'm on Tom Holland. I mean, I thought you said Tom Holland. Okay, Rowe. So I think that's enough. Well, Stamkoft. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to the last topic, which is something that I don't know we are going to be talking about anyway, so let's go into it. A trailer for The Martian came out, and it shocked us, I think. Now, this film is actually being directed by the brilliant Ridley Scott, I'm a fan of him. He's made the Alien franchise, which I love. That's my favorite franchise of like sci-fi movies. He's made Blade Runner, another good movie, Prometheus, which was a bit garbage. But yeah, the trailer came out, and it's the film actually stars Matt Damon, Jessica Chastain, Kristen Wiig, Jeff Daniels, Michael Penner, Kate Mara, Sean Benn, and Sebastian Stan. I don't even know he's in the bloody film. Donald Glover, Chitwell Everfor, and yeah, that is the cast of this movie. And what is your opinion on it, Roger?
Well, I saw this trailer for the first time in three. I don't think it was 3D. I think it was just before the put on your 3D glasses or something. But I watched it on the big screen. It looked interesting. It looked really good. A guy gets stranded on Mars while his team goes away, and NASA proclaims him dead. But then later they get a message from him that he's still alive, and it was pretty awesome. I don't know what roles certain characters are playing, like Donald Glover. I don't know what his role is. Maybe he's just like an engineer or something. Or
I think they're playing young NASA employees, so they could be anyone in NASA.
Ah, okay.
But he's playing NASA. Yeah. He's playing a NASA employee. So,
because I like Donald Glover, and when I saw him in, I was like, hey,
he'll be cool. Yeah,
it was Childish Gambino.
But this cast, man, this cast is something else.
Cast is crazy, man. Hopefully it's good. Maybe it's not.
Prometheus 2.
I haven't seen Prometheus.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Saved me the trouble.
Awful.
Saved me the trouble. But hopefully it's good. It looks a little bit like it's pulling for Interstellar-ish. But,
yeah. I think this is based on a book that I think it predates Interstellar. So.
Oh, does it?
Well, let's hope the book is based on a novel that I forgot to mention.
Let's hope
it came out in... It came out in 2011, the novel.
Oh, okay. It's not that long ago, then. But
not that long.
Two great directors of Christopher Nolan and Ridley Scott, and a great cast. I think this might be a better cast than Interstellar, maybe, in a way.
Yeah, it's not like... It hasn't got, my guy in it, but it's got some cool actors.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm curious about the film. I'm not fully... Like, I'm gonna go watch it day one. But I'm curious about the film, and I'll definitely watch it eventually. Maybe the weekend it comes out, maybe I see another trailer, maybe I get really hyped for it. Because I like Matt Damon, but I like Good Will Hunting Matt Damon. Other than that, I don't really watch any other Matt Damon films.
Okay, so yeah. I am incredibly hyped for this movie, which is crazy because in the last couple of months before this trailer came out, I really didn't hear nothing about it. All I knew that the cast was phenomenal. It had Ridley Scott directing, so of course I was interested but not overexcited because Prometheus was a massive disappointment in my eyes. But yeah, I am pumped for The Martian. It's going to be a really good movie, hopefully. It's got a phenomenal cast, as I said before, and yeah, this was really good. So I think I'm going to end it off here now with Roger, because I'm coughing like, hell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I need to have some water, so...
I got it.
Yeah, we're going to end it off here. I'm really happy for, this episode. We're getting into Need 19 next week, which is going to be crazy, and I want to give a massive plug to Comic Converse. They've been helping us out up until now, so, we are the official podcast, so I'm very excited for that. But yeah, Roger, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at itsyourboyr2 and on YouTube at youtube.com/itsyourboyr2.
Okay, so you know where you can find me. I'm on the Nerdcast channel on Twitter, Nerdcasted, and I'm also on my personal Twitter, which is LoadingBA. I'm also on YouTube called Loading Bars. And I'm Jordan. Well, I'm going to end off this Converse. Well, Converse? I'm going to end off this podcast. What's going on with me today? I can't speak English. God. We're going to end off this podcast here, and we'll see you next week.